With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A strike by several thousand of its machinists, the latest challenge facing embattled aerospace giant Boeing.
This latest industrial action to hit Boeing follows a vote by members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union on Sunday to reject the company's latest offer on pay and work schedules. Around 3,200 employees at facilities in Missouri and Illinois are expected to join the walkout. Boeing said it was disappointed but had contingency plans in place. The company has faced a difficult few years following a number of incidents involving its aircraft.
The BBC's Tom Bailey says the striking workers built fighter jets. This is Boeing's second strike in less than a year. Governor Greg Abbott said Texas House Democrats have until 3 p.m. local time, a little more than 2 hours from now, to return to the State House for the special session on redistricting or risk losing their jobs. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton suggested Democrats who left should be arrested and forcibly brought back. Former U.S. soldier Michael Paul Brown, suspected of killing four people at a Montana bar, still at large and believed to be armed. That shooting occurred Friday morning at the Owl Bar in Anaconda, Montana. At a news conference, Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen says there are concerns the suspect may come back to town.
We want to find this guy. This is a dangerous individual who has committed an absolutely heinous crime against this community and these victims. I'll go ahead and announce right now that at this time we have a $7,500 reward, and that's just the initial reward.
The 45-year-old military veteran reportedly has struggled with mental illness for years. This is SRN News. Another medical facility will stop performing sex change operations on kids.
Add Children's Hospital at Virginia Commonwealth University to the growing list of healthcare businesses that are abandoning transgenderism rather than lose their federal funding. The Virginia Hospital will also stop giving puberty-blocking drugs to kids who want to live as the opposite sex. President Trump has vowed to pull taxpayer dollars from any medical facility that helps youngsters assume another sexual identity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several U.S. Elite colleges have made deals with President Trump's administration offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools, Columbia, Brown, and the University of Pennsylvania have reached agreements to resolve federal investigations into campus anti-Semitism, DEI programs, and promotion of the LGBT agenda. Harvard currently negotiating with the White House, even as it fights to retain taxpayer dollars. This is SRN News. On the international front, a tragic story. A boat carrying migrants from Africa capsized on Sunday in waters off Yemen's coast, leaving 68 dead and 74 others missing.
The vessel with 154 Ethiopian migrants on board sank in the Gulf of Aden off the southern Yemeni province of Abiyan, an official from the International Organization for Migration in Yemen says, adding the bodies of 54 migrants washed ashore in the district of Kanfa and 14 others were found dead and taken to a hospital morgue in the provincial capital of Abiyan. Only 12 migrants survived the shipwreck. The tragedies, the latest in a series of wrecks off Yemen that have killed hundreds of African migrants fleeing poverty and conflict in hopes of reaching the wealthy Gulf Arab countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.